You are now listening to the Steve Durst Island Podcast. Get ready for some tropical conversations and some refreshing guests. Now, here's Steve Durst.
Hey, what's going on, people? Steve Durst in the freaking building, motherfucker. Yeah, Steve Durst here, and I'm back with a brand new Steve Durst Island Podcast. The podcast where I just bring my friends that are extremely successful Hollywood actors and, maybe they're comedians as well. Maybe they, you know, do ballet. Maybe they're famous painters. They just do a lot of things that is revolutionary, and they're just changing the entire world with their talent.
Yeah, yeah.
And today's guest is a very, very dear friend of mine. Very special guest. This dude not only is humble and amazing skilled actor, he is also a sound engineer. Wow,
it's an interesting title to pick. Yeah,
Mr. Jason Taylor.
Thank you, Steve Durst. Thanks for having me on your island.
Yeah, it's my island. How you like it?
I love
it. Pretty cozy.
It is. I feel at home. I'm cozy. Sinking into my chair.
Sinking in your chair.
Yeah.
Nice. We just have burritos. Margaritas. Yeah, they were nice. Thank you so much, man. Hooking me up. I still haven't finished my burrito. It's right here, but...
He'll get to it.
I'll get to it. I'm just a slow eater, people. Slow eater. Do you eat slow or you eat fast?
I'm a fast eater. I cannot eat fast enough.
You know that's bad for you? Eat really, really fast?
Because the next thing you know, you eat a meal two times the size of what you should have eaten.
Yeah, because I think it takes the brain longer to process.
I'm not sure how it works, but it doesn't work to your benefit. I should slow down.
Yeah, you need to slow down. I think I honestly haven't met really that many people that eat slow. Like, most people eat super duper fast.
Well, you got places to be, the food gets cold. You just want to eat it, you know? It's just part of the day.
Do you eat food cold? Can you do it?
Yeah, I love cold pizza, cold chicken.
Cold pizza, cold chicken?
Yeah.
See, sometimes when my girlfriend is like, she has like really, really cold like hamburger or pizza and she tries to eat it, I think that's disgusting.
Oh, that's filthy. No, I wouldn't eat a cold hamburger. That's not safe. Cold pizza without any meat, you know, anchovies or something, I think that's just fine. My girlfriend doesn't like it either.
No?
She'd rather heat it up.
Yeah, I like... And my roommate is the opposite. Like, he loves, like, eating cold stuff, like, all the time. Like,
He must be really immune. He must not get sick often.
He doesn't.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
You're testing your immune system every time you do that.
I should do that, because I never see him sick. The only time I saw him sick was actually 2 days ago that we all ate that Crunch Bar that I'm telling you need
to. Oh, yeah.
He ate a third of it, and I ate a third of it. And I was chilling because I'm already experienced.
Where's the other third? Is it here?
Oh, I already ate it.
Oh.
I wish I had it. I wish I got it. But I'll stop by my people at Hollywood and buy one.
All right, I'll show you how fast I can eat it.
Oh, my God. No, you're going to die. I'm telling you, when I had this weed bar, I was going to Puerto Rico, right? Vacation.
And saw your pictures, man. That was nice, huh?
Oh my God, yeah. It was great to go back home and you know, see friends, family. The island looked gorgeous. The only thing, I was there a month, so half of the month.
A month back home.
Yeah, so I had a pretty long vacation.
I'm going back for 5 days, 6 days, maybe max.
But when was the last time you went?
I go a lot. I've been very fortunate this year. I went back three times.
Three times
to New York. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, see, that's the thing. The last time I went from this past, like, vacation trip that I went, it was, like, two, almost 3 years ago.
Wow. Damn.
Yeah, man.
No mom time.
Well, we talk on the phone. Like, we talk at least, we try to make it, like, three, four, maybe five times a week.
Do you talk to your mom differently than your girlfriend talks to your mom? Or her mom, I should say?
But what?
How do you guys talk to your moms, respectively?
Respect, what do you mean? Like,
all right, so you're talking to your mom and you're like, example A.
Mm-hmm.
And then when she's talking to her mom, she's like, example B.
I think we're both different. Because the relationship, Because the relationship between me and my mom is tight as hell. But yeah. the relationship that me and my mom have is completely different. Because we're people that we don't have to be, like, in each other's businesses, you know? Like, sometimes she has some secrets that she doesn't tell me. And sometimes I have my own stuff that I don't tell her.
I don't ask my mom about her boyfriend anymore. Well, yeah. I should say husband. They've been together
forever. Well, you said anymore. That means you've been asking.
Yeah. Yeah, when I was younger, I was like, you know, I hate this guy. Get him out of here now. So, that's her man.
I mean, I hated also my mom's boyfriend, but I wasn't really asking about, like, what the fuck.
I stopped asking.
I'm like, whatever. It's your life. Do whatever you want to do. What makes you happy. If that makes you happy, cool. And Nicole's pretty cool. He's not a bad dude. He's just, you know, I want to see my mom single and flourish. Be an independent woman. Be like, hey, I got my stuff handled. Like Madea.
Female entrepreneur.
Female entrepreneur. Dude, my mom went to college to study computer programming. She doesn't even know how to turn on a computer right now. That's shocking. That's crazy, man. Because after that, she just started being a taxi driver, and that's all she's been ever since.
Huh. Well, that's kind of an entrepreneurial thing. Mm-hmm. You know, you got to go out and do your thing.
She just got a Facebook page. And she didn't make it. It was my sister that made it for her.
Huh.
And now I don't even want to...
How long was she in school for this area of study?
Bro, I was probably 4 years old when this happened. So over 20 something years ago. but she was there for what I can recall, maybe 2 years.
Hmm.
Maybe from like when I was
2 years,
3 to 5,
and no interest. Well, that's like people that go to study music. I know a guy that went and studied piano, and only piano. And then he quit after like a year, never looked back at the piano. He doesn't play it at all.
No, but the thing is, like, my mom is more like hands-on. I never see my mom like being a person that be like on the virtual world or things like that. She's very hands-on. Like, she loves cooking for a lot of people. She loves like cleaning, everything to be like in order. And she loves driving.
My mom
apparently.
Is the opposite. She'd rather have everything cooked, and she just wants to chill. Funny how that works. What's your dad like?
Well, my dad is more like Usain Bolt, you know? Like, once the race starts, he leaves.
Oh,
so
man.
That's what happened. That's what happened with my dad. He left, people. He left.
Understandable. My dad left at times, but... He came back here and there. We hang out now. We live a couple miles away from each other.
You still see your dad?
Yeah.
You guys can get back and...
But it's like once a month. He's right down the road.
Mm.
But yeah, he's there, chilling.
Mm. Nah, see, my dad, I gave him... The last time I saw my dad was probably 4 to 5 years ago, probably. It was in Las Vegas.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. I ran into him by chance.
In Vegas.
Huh? But I mean, it wasn't by chance. It was kind of arranged because my sister was... I was doing like stand-up gigs in Vegas.
Yeah.
And my sister was coming as like my manager or whatever. And she told my dad, because she has good communication with him, that they were going there, and I think my dad was planning to go around same time I was going, so he went.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. He went. My dad actually has the same kind of story, but his dad doesn't, they don't meet up, but his sister does talk to him. I've never met him. The old man, his name is Marshall Blow.
Marshall Blow?
Yeah.
That's really his last name,
yeah,
Blow?
Yeah, and my father and my aunt changed their names. And then to Taylor. Mm. So now here I am, Jason Taylor. But I call myself J-Tay. It's just something that happened in high school.
J-Tay?
Yeah, so it sticks.
What happened? What happened in high school? Because I'm going to call you Justin
Mr.
Timberlake
Gwyer.
Now.
No, Mr. Gwyer was like, all right, J-Tay, and he signed me in. So then I started putting it on my papers.
Mm-hmm.
And it stuck ever since. So, like, if you come to see my band, it's J-Tay Live, you know? And but if I had kept the family name, I'd be J-Blow. How much would that suck, you know?
That would suck really bad.
Yeah.
But so, I was looking on, like, IMDb, and there's a lot of Jason Taylors, though.
Yeah?
Oh, my God. There's, like...
Not me. Huh? Jeez, none of my stuff makes it to IMDb. I'm just kidding, guys.
Do you even have an IMDb?
I do, but I'm never on it.
Oh, okay. Do you have it by under Jason Taylor?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Jason Taylor.
Which one? What number? Because there's, like, Jason Taylor the 17th.
I didn't even set it up. I let somebody else set it up for me, and I've never gone on it. So I'm not entirely sure.
No. So tell me about this the sound thing like that you're doing. You're working on a studio. Right. How do you get involved in the studio in the first place?
All right. Well, a while back, I moved to Los Angeles. I was like, I want to have a studio in a warehouse. So I saved up a bunch of money, and then I got a little room similar to, you know, a garage in a warehouse. And it's all insulated and soundproofed ahead of time, and there's lines of them. And there's about 12 studios in this warehouse. So I rented one out, and I filled it with some equipment. What is this?
That's a vaporizer.
All right. I've been hearing about these, but I've never used one.
Oh, you never used one?
I've never used
one. Okay, you have to just gently... It's from there.
Okay.
Just gently. Literally, like, if you're just swallowing air. Like, if it's nothing.
Just a tiny bit?
Yes.
How do I know if it worked? Oh, I taste it.
There you go.
Wow.
That's how you do it. And
wow.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
I'm going to put that down for now, but wow. That is some clean air.
I'm telling you, this is
How much of one of those things go for?
That's the thing. It's really expensive. This one was $250. With tax, right. 270-ish.
How much is the maintenance to keep filling it?
Oh, what, you save so much. Oh, for this? This is only like 0.02 grams or so.
All right.
And and with one of these, you can get up to two people.
It still tastes so good.
Yeah. And you get a clear high. It's not, you don't get sick. God. You don't get no combustions. Like,
that's the next thing I'm buying.
Yeah. It's called, this one's called the Pax by Plume. Yeah, this is basically the iPhone of vaporizers.
Wow.
Because it looks futuristic, classy cool. as hell.
You just stick it in the back pocket.
Guys, for the ones listening right now, I just swallow a lot of air. You need to watch the video. If you're not watching the video. Oh, my God. I'm vaporizing and... kind of fucked up.
All right, so tell me what happened there. I don't want that to happen to me.
No, I just don't swallow too much, you know?
You swallow it or you just breathe it in?
No, I breathe it in, but I just got way too much.
All right, now why is it hot?
Because it's heating up the weed so you can get the THC.
What does the weed look like?
Oh, regular, like herb. Super good, right?
I want to taste it like a fine cigar with scotch, you know? Or
yeah. You can't even put, over there, you can't even put the leaves, like those peppermint leaves or whatever, and you taste them.
This is fantastic. Designed in San Francisco. Is Apple makes these?
Nah, Apple doesn't make that.
These are the same components, I guarantee it. I guarantee these are the same components. Huh. All those things get brought in from these crazy manufacturers, and they get wholesale to Apple. One iPhone has, I think, 440 components in it, and they're all from different companies. It's crazy.
It's insane. Yeah. There's probably kids making it.
I believe they're under some sort of fair trade agreement.
Really?
For Apple, yeah. I'm not sure. Should check my facts.
You should check your facts. Yeah. I think it's operated by... I mean, not operated, but I'm saying, like, the hard labor is, like, kids in, like, Indonesia or something doing it for 3 cents.
I'm not sure. I don't know. I know that China's crazy with their labor, though.
Sometimes. China's crazy with their babies. They're like, you can only have one.
Well, that's the thing. They have so many kids that they're able to...
What about if you have one kid, and that kid is, like, the most horrible kid on earth? Like, that kid is the omen. Like...
Yeah.
He's a horrible kid, and they only allow you to have one. Like, you got to kill that baby. You got to kill it and get another one until you get a good one, you know?
Well, I'm glad that's not something I'm going to have to face in my lifetime. Let's hope.
Do you want to have kids?
I'd like to raise kids.
Raise, yeah. Not have.
I don't know.
Are you going to get the vasectomy?
I've thought about it. I've heard it's reversible, right? I could just wander about in my 20s.
It's reversible, but there could be complications.
Yeah.
Could be.
I'm not going to mess with anything. If I
a friend of my
have a mistake, I'll have a kid. It'll
my
be sweet.
Buddy that's in Iowa, he's a plane engineer for Boeing. He wants to do that. He said, I'm going to say, fuck being scared.
Yeah,
because he had too many scary situations with like old girlfriends.
Where he thought they were pregnant or where they were,
both.
Yeah, we won't divulge into the information of this gentleman.
I mean, I don't know the entire information.
Yeah.
he claims is that none of them were true or weren't there, and he doesn't want to do that shit anymore.
Yeah, I don't think I'm about to get a vasectomy though.
You don't want to get it now?
No.
I talked you out of it.
I think it'd be fun to raise kids. It's a fun idea if it's like no problem, snip and then paste. You know, then sweet. But if there's things that I don't know, and then you got an internal clock, I don't want to worry about that stuff.
You know,
I'll just keep them strong.
You know, one thing I always wanted to do is donate sperm.
I don't want to do that.
But it's kind of crazy because I'm like, there could be children,
yeah,
of mine, like around the world.
And then what happens in the future? Like that shit might be rendered illegal, and now you're responsible for this kid.
I mean, just kill yourself when that happens. Just grab a gun. Pow!
No, you're just gonna have to love the little bastard, no matter who he turned out to be.
Yeah, but you might not even meet him ever.
Yeah, that's true.
But then they're those kids that go through, like,
right.
Maury and
right.
Jerry Springer or whatever, and go, like, I need to find my dad.
Huh. I wonder how likely it'd be for them to ever find him.
I mean, some of them do. Some of them, like, somehow get some leads or whatever, the donor or whatever.
If the information is accessible, I suppose they probably have access to it.
Mm-hmm. The only thing that sucks is when you're trying to track them, they're dead.
That would suck.
And then you're like, you know, I did this for nothing.
Nah, because then you can look into their history. There's plenty of shit.
But still, you're looking for them because you want to talk to them and you want to tell them, explain shit. Like, why did you go and jack off on a little thing to get money?
Leave it to the spirit, man. We all do weird shit. And, like, I know my dad has done some weird shit.
Like what?
I don't know.
You don't know? You don't know? You're saying my dad's done some weird shit.
Yeah, because he's just like me. And, like, I found myself in situations where you're just like, most people wouldn't be comfortable here, but I can dig it. You know? So.
What type of weird shit have you done then?
All right, weird shit. I got to think of something.
Because my weird shit could be a different weird shit from yours.
Yeah, everybody. All right. Well, let's get. I don't know. Let me give up some.
I
want to
see the level
weird
of weird
shit.
Shit you're talking about.
Like, I know a guy that would masturbate. I swear this isn't me. It wouldn't matter if it was. Fuck it. It's me. That I masturbate to people's pictures on Facebook.
You do it?
I don't, but I might.
Okay.
But that's some weird shit, right? It's kind of harmless if somebody were to do that. I'm sure people do.
I'm sure people do.
Yeah. So.
I'm sure people that are listening to this podcast do. Filthy motherfuckers.
Hey, it's okay, though. We're all weird. We're all weird.
Hey. That's fucking weird. All
right, Steve,
I'm not
do
that weird. Something I do weird? I watch wrestling. That's weird.
Wrestling? Yeah, I don't particularly like wrestling because it makes me cringe.
Makes
like
you cringe?
Like the MMA shit?
Oh, I watch that, but I'm not talking about that. Because that's mixed martial arts. That's jiu-jitsu and shit. Wrestling, I mean, like... And not even the real wrestling, which real wrestling is the one from the Olympics and shit.
Can we watch an example on the show?
Like Hulk Hogan and stuff.
Mm.
That type of wrestling.
Oh, man. I hated that shit growing up.
Really?
Yeah.
I like it because it's like modern like comic books, you know?
All right.
Basically, it's like you got your superheroes, you got your supervillains, they're fighting.
Huh.
They're tag teaming with other. Oh my god!
That's cool. This fucking mic.
They're tag teaming with other people, trying to fight crime.
See, the reason I didn't like it was because all my friends were all like, no, it's real. It's real. And I'd be like...
I mean, when I was a kid, I thought it was real, too.
But...
And now I know it's fake as fuck.
This one guy, Rob. Rob Daly, you son of a bitch. He would not admit it till he was like 25.
Oh, you never seen that guy? There's a guy that says...
That's still... Some guy that's still fighting the good fight.
It's real to me, damn it. He says, like, it's real. Yeah.
I think I have seen that video, actually.
It's so freaking funny. Let me see if I can pull it up here. But yeah, this guy is like saying, oh, wrestling is real. To me. And he's an old guy.
So that's weird shit. Like, that guy is into some weird shit. But I'm sure he loves his mother, like, the same we do.
Look, I go ahead.
It's still real. It's still real to me, damn it.
Let's see.
Next question, Jeff. Where are you? Right there.
Yeah. I just want to thank each and every one of y'all for all you've done to your bodies. It's still real to me, damn it. I mean, thank
Make
you.
Make it easy, man.
Thank y'all, guys. Y'all are awesome. Thank you so much, Mr. Funk, for saying what needed to be said. I don't want to see
this guy. Oh, man.
Look, somebody in the comments put, I bet he says that to his blow-up doll every night.
Oh, man. Well, you know, some people, they are just raised differently, you know? And certain things let slide, like an obsessiveness towards wrestling, perhaps.
I mean, I'm not obsessed to that point that I'm going to cry about it.
This guy is obviously an extreme example. But yeah, if I thought of wrestling the same way that I thought of Superman or the guy that I forget the name of that played Superman.
Then I'd probably have been in a lot of movies.
Who? Which one?
The guy that played Superman.
The one that died on the horse?
No, the current one. The new one.
The new one? What's his name?
I have no idea. But,
do we have access to it?
Do we have access to it? I mean, I can look it up, yeah. I got a computer right here. Superman. Is it relevant? Like his name?
This guy. The actor.
Yeah, his name is something. Oh. What's his name at? Where he name at, huh? Where he name at? Where he name at, huh?
What if film was just a collective piece of art and there were no credits?
That's never going to happen because they're vain as hell. And they're like, if my name is not first, I'm going to kick some publicist out my team right now.
I'd like to create some art that didn't have any credits.
You could do it. But yeah. We'll see how many followers you have versus the followers that say, I want my name first right there. I want it in giant billboards.
So where do you think the leverage would come from?
His name is Henry Cavill.
Henry Cavill. Cavill?
Cavill. Cavill. Hmm. He's with CAA. So, yeah. See, he's been in a lot of things. Red Riding Hood, Immortals, Blood Creek, Hellraiser, Laguna. Some TV shows here and there. He's been around.
Henry Cavill. I wonder if he's as good as the other one.
Which one? The one in the wheelchair?
Right. The interpretation. See, that's my childhood hero. So that's the one you look up to.
Hmm. I never was a big fan of Superman.
Really?
Nah.
I just dug that he could fly. Like, he was just chilling.
Yeah, but then Thor can fly.
Yeah.
Iron Man can fly. Everybody can fly, basically.
Maybe. I liked Superman because he seemed the most realistic. I was like, alright, Superman makes sense. Like, yeah, he's got this thing, he can fly.
No, Superman doesn't make any fucking sense. Because when he's Clark Kent, how can't you tell me that nobody noticed he's Superman? Like, that's ridiculous.
Kent?
Yeah.
I had a teacher in junior high, Mr. Keating, and I found pictures of this guy online in a Speedo. He was an athlete. Like,
and
really
masturbated
built
to it?
Yeah, that too.
Because you're weird.
There's no turning back from that statement. As soon as you get that weird, you just got to own it.
Mm-hmm.
But so Mr. Keating had these pictures, and he was buff as hell. He was huge. But he came to school, and he just wore his his suit and tie, and you couldn't tell. He kind of looked not so fit at all because he was so big. You'd think he was...
Yeah, but I'm not saying because of the fit. I'm saying because of the face.
What was his face like? Just super chiseled?
As Clark Kent? It's the same as Superman. He just have glasses. It's like, there's, like, even the comics, it's like...
But Clark Kent is so under the radar. It's just like, nobody pays attention.
But everybody knows Superman. That's the thing. Yeah. Everybody knows who's Superman. Everybody, when they see Superman flying from the sky or coming to their house to help them, they know that's Superman. He has a gigantic S. That is not S. It stands for hope because it's from his planet, whatever the fuck. I don't give a fuck about Superman. But the thing is... When he's Clark Kent, he only goes, has a tux or whatever, and puts glasses on. And nobody fucking gives, you know, notices that he's Superman,
but
too.
There was no internet back then, you know? It was just like, you got shady pictures or whatever.
But Superman. Come on, and he's working on a place that does reports on Superman. Yeah, are you kidding
like
me?
You gotta stay on the inside.
Fuck you.
Make sure nothing leaks.
Fuck you.
How do you feel about this Showtime, Time Warner Cable bullshit going on?
Oh, my God. I was watching the videos and stuff. I heard supposedly what CBS has to say. I heard what Time Warner supposedly has to say. But I think they're both money-hungry bitches.
Yeah.
They're just trying to...
their own businesses.
Yeah, they're just saying who got the bigger dick, me or you, you right. know? Like, either you get me this deal or whatever, this and that, because you got money or blah, blah. It's a stupid fight.
But people love Dexter. What are the other shows that are being canceled because of it on those networks?
No, but Dexter's not on CBS.
He's on Showtime. Time Warner. Time Warner and Showtime are doing the same bad deal.
Probably. Oh, the same thing?
Yeah.
Well, they already took out CBS.
Wow.
Because I don't have it anymore. It says like... we don't have it. And even the people that have, because they said the alternative, it would be to either get an antenna, which I'm not getting. That's ghetto as hell.
Yeah.
Me putting an antenna here to watch CBS. That's ghetto as hell.
Actually, you know
if
what?
You do that.
Dude, I do that. I have an antenna. I traded it
You're
in.
You're ghetto.
I traded it in for Time Warner, I think, because I just got sick of it. It was so expensive and it never worked. My internet was shit. So I said, screw it. And then I went to Verizon.
And you got what, the Verizon thing?
Just internet and an antenna. And I save a lot of money, but I never watch TV anyway. I watch mostly like Netflix.
Yeah, I don't even the cable I have is not even cable. It's like I have the local ones and I got it for free.
Yeah, that's what I got.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what I had. The only thing I don't have CBS anymore because Time Warner decided to take it down of everything. But now even what the alternative they were saying is that you can go through CBS.com or whatever and like log in and stream it. But now, CBS took everybody that got Time Warner high-speed internet, took them out of the server.
It's good.
So it's a fight. It's just a fight of, like, who got the bigger dick, you and me. It's that.
So they're all just trying to control it.
Yeah, they're all trying
How
to be like...
How do you feel about government intervention in a time like this?
The NSA? Or...
No... who would interfere with monopolies? The Federal Trade Commission?
I mean, the thing with that is that I don't think they're going to intervene, you know?
Yeah.
They're just
going to... Well, they did with Microsoft, but that was only one out of very few monopoly cases ever.
I mean, and the network that's most controlled by the government is actually Fox. It's not...
Yeah.
Because they definitely got, like, a lot of Fox News and all that stuff.
Fox. Not my favorite news channel.
Definitely not mine. If I watch news on TV, which I barely watch because it's bullshit.
Yeah.
It's NBC usually.
I get a lot of news from Twitter.
But yeah, I usually get Twitter or Vice.com.
That's JT Live on Twitter, by the way.
Plug in your Twitter.
I wanted to plug in Bloodworms as well while I had the chance.
Hey guys, we're sponsored by Bloodworms today.
Bloodworms. I got permission ahead of time to feed Steve's fish, but I just want to make sure. How many flakes should I give him?
Just give them a couple, man. Give them a couple. Don't give them a lot.
Yeah, just
they're pretty little.
Just two or so, right? Just
I mean, that's fine. That's completely fine.
That's a good dinner. A good heavy hand for him, but he'll be happy. It's a cheat day.
I know. It's so cheap, man. That's why I love fish like this, because, like, I got like, 10-year supply of food already, and I only bought one thing of bloodworms and one thing of, like, pellets.
Maybe I should get a fish for the sound soiree.
You should get it, man. Yeah. Fish are nice. They're, you know, they're quiet. I mean, the last time I heard a fish was never, so.
This is your first fish?
No. I have many fish before, but I used to be a mean kid. I used to buy those fish because they're betta fish.
And you make them fight?
And I made them fight. I would be, me and my cousin would go and buy a bunch of betta fish and just put them to fight and bet money.
How do you know which one's which?
Which one's which? Because they have different, they're different types of betta fish. There's like, their tails are longer, tails shorter, colors
so
are different.
Study them?
Huh?
So you like study them ahead of time and check their markings and label them or whatever? So you know which one's which?
I mean, no, we just had a stack. I had my stack of fish. She had a stack of fish. We just put them. One's going to die.
Oh, man, this is terrible.
Yeah,
Steve.
It was like gladiator style. It was like, okay, one leaves walking, or one leaves swimming, and the other one's going to be dead.
Well, did you ever have one that died also?
Oh, yeah, I have many that died. I had one. Oh, my God. I once had, which I'm never going to get again, but I had a little aquarium thing that it was like it was all made in like glass, and he had a divider like in the middle, so I put one in one side and one in the other side, and one of them was a real wimp, so he was just swimming around, and the other one was just attacking that fucking glass, like he just wanted to get him. He's like, fucking let me out so I can hit this motherfucking kill him.
That's bad.
And same with this one. This one, he has, like, on the right side of the aquarium. His name is Mayweather, by the way. That's my betta fish name because he's a feisty motherfucker. But in this side, he has, like, a mirror. Mm-hmm. So when he sees his own, like, reflection, he's, like, attacking it sometimes.
Huh.
He doesn't do it that often because he's getting smarter. It's been a couple months, and I'm still doing the same shit. I think this is retarded. I should not.
This fish is harmless. I'll let it stay over there.
Yeah. And my roommate was saying, hey, why don't you buy, like, a little betta girl fish? And the thing is, like, if they don't like each other, he's going to kill her.
Yeah.
Like, they have to, like, match to, like. And this is the weird thing. They can match, and then they can have kids, but they kill their kids.
Oh, that's so primal.
Yeah, it's like a weird freaking animal, man.
Like, that's weird shit. You know how many people are out there that have probably considered killing their kids at one point?
A lot of white people, I can tell you that. A lot of freaking white people, because a black person, Latino person, or even Iraqi person, they would never kill their parents.
I feel a little insulted, but I'm not sure. There's got to be people of other races that have killed their own kids.
I mean, I'm pretty sure, but usually is... Or the Canadians.
Canadians?
Yeah, Chris Benoit. You remember the Chris Benoit thing, the wrestler?
No.
Oh, my.
I didn't know he was Canadian.
Yeah, he was Canadian. Chris Benoit, he killed his... He suffocated his son. He drowned his son. He suffocated his wife, and then, like, he shot himself or something.
Wow. Do you think that's, like, an ego thing?
I think what... because the thing is, like, when the report came out, they were trying to blame it on steroids.
Yeah.
But I don't really think it was steroids at all. And it came to the conclusion it really wasn't, you know, steroids. Because they were just blaming it on steroids. Because, like, oh, everybody's using performance enhancement. That must be bad. Whatever. We're trying to ban it. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But now it's like something was losing his brain, you know,
somehow.
Especially after taking so many fucking hits on the head, and having so many like seizures
and there's a lot of aggression that's got to live inside of a wrestler.
Yeah. Yeah. But I think mainly is that it's like, that's why I never really wanted to be a professional fighter. I'm going to start when I get to my target weight, I'm going to start doing jiu-jitsu because I really want to learn it. But just because I want to learn it. Well, that's about it. It's not like I'm trying to do MMA or anything. But I think, like, being a professional fighter, you know, you take so many bumps to the head that you have many concussions. And it's something that's not being studied too much. And I think it has to be studied more about all these athletes and concussions, because, like, they can get crazy off of that, you know? Like, things in your brain, like...
I know with a traumatic brain injury, it'll lead to aggression. We used to work in a psych hospital where kids would come in, and often they'd have a traumatic brain injury or something of that sort, and then they'd have aggressive features that were associated with it.
Mm.
So, yeah, I don't know how tragic or traumatic a brain injury is of concussions over time.
I mean, and it varies from people to people. Same with, like, Alzheimer's, for example. Like, the same Alzheimer's that maybe somebody's grandma has, and the same Alzheimer's your cousin has or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, it's different. It varies with people to people. That's why I think concussions are so, especially concussions, because we're people that we adore sports and, you know, things with physical contact so much. And at the end of the day, most of those athletes are just, the reason they're gaining so much money is just to pay hospital bills, because some of them just get so worn out and fucked up when they're older. And
I don't know how one chooses to live their life that way.
Yeah, man.
Subject to that kind of...
I mean, it's just for because, like, sports is in our nature. For example, if it would have been me, I would have been a professional basketball player. Guess what? I'm not 6'8". No, I'm like 5'7" or 6 or 5 or maybe 5'.
I really wanted to play pro baseball when I was a kid.
Oh, baseball? Really?
Come on, man.
Bro, that's boring as fuck. Like, I played baseball in the backyard of my house.
I played a lot of basketball, too.
Basketball's fun.
Yeah.
Dude, I wish I would have found basketball when I was so younger. I just found it too late in my life.
Like a Muggsy Bogues?
Like what?
Like a Muggsy Bogues. How tall was he? He was like 5'4".
Hey, Spud Webb. He was. Yeah. He could dunk. He could dunk, and he was like 5'5".
As many squats as
you can. Dude, no, I wanted to dunk so bad. I used to put like ankle weights and just start jumping like all day until my buddy, rest in peace, my buddy. Like, he died earlier this year. He got murdered. But in Puerto Rico. But my buddy, he told me once, "Yo, don't use the ankle weights anymore." And I said, "Why?" He's like, "It's gonna fuck up your knees."
Yeah.
And ever since he told me that, I never put the ankle weights ever again.
Yeah, just do.
But I was really close to dunking though. Like, in
how tall are you?
I'm 5'7".
5'7"? My buddy Corey is 5'7" or 5'8", and he can dunk.
Yeah.
So talk to him, man. I'll show you his...
No, but I mean, I don't want to dunk now. Sure, that's why not? Pointless.
How old are you now? You got time?
Yeah, but for
That's a life dream that you could accomplish.
But still, it's not like I'm a baller. Like, if I even play basketball, because I barely play anymore, but if I do play, it's like a pickup game with like a couple friends, and we go like, "Yo, it's a Saturday, let's do it." Talking about that, there was a friend of mine, he was telling me, "Yo, let's play this Saturday some basketball. Should join in, man."
Saturday.
I mean, we can plan for another day, if anything. But
I think
I might be busy this Saturday, too.
Yeah. Saturdays are tough if they're not in advance. You can commit to one, like a week in advance, but what's today? Monday?
Today's Monday, yeah.
Damn, so I'm ahead on this Saturday. Yeah, we're playing a gig. I don't know where we're playing, but just jamming out.
Oh, you do live gigs too?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. So you just work on sound like all the time? Like,
yeah, I like to pull people in and record whatever music they've been working on.
Mm.
It's pretty dope. Living in Los Angeles.
Have you always been like a sound guy? Like really like into sound or just...
No, I've been forced to learn sound because I want to make better music.
Oh, you want to? I thought you were going to say I wanted to make money or something.
No, man. The money comes... I mean, if you become an expert at something, you're gonna make money at it somehow.
Have you done sound on sets?
I've done one or two sound gigs, but it's mostly just recording.
You should do it, man. There's money there.
Yeah. Yeah, there is. But there's some scientists out there competing for work in L.A., and I can't compete with them.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, bro, because, like, sound guys, I know you're a legit sound guy because you came here and say, hey, your levels are a little low. Your gain, you're fucking this and that. I'm like, I just got a mixer. I'm trying to learn it, man.
Hey, I'm just hooking you up with some knowledge. No, for free.
For free. There you go, man. I mean, if anything, I just go to soundmixerfordummies.com or something. Yeah.
Yeah, I can help you.
You learn. I'm always reading shit. And
yeah, YouTube tutorials are like so much information.
That's how I got this shit to work. Yeah, hell if yeah. not, I wouldn't know where what cables go where.
Shout out to YouTube, man. Doing their thing.
I had to like. I even had a smaller mixer, but it only had two channels. So I took it back and I got a bigger one.
How many channels is this? Four.
Four. Yeah.
Yeah, I have a four track, four input.
Yeah, because for some weird reason, my mic. Has two, it has two cables, two XLRs.
Yeah, you're in stereo. Mm. You're in stereo when the sound splits, and it goes into each ear separately, and you can adjust it. It's pretty cool.
But even, because a lot of condenser mics are just one cable, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they're stereo.
You can do it that way, too.
Mm. I actually have a condenser mic over here.
I guess in the analog world, they'd say this way is more pure.
Oh yeah, the
old M Audio. I had an M Audio condenser once. It came with my monitors. I wanted.
Guess how much monitors. That cost me.
All right, let me guess. I gotta open it up first. I don't know. I'm not a gearhead. If I need some, hey, you want to open this up? The zipper's broken. It's right here.
People, I'm sorry we're nerding out right now, but yeah. We're nerding on sound. We're here checking the condenser.
I'm sure there's musicians listening. Sound is important. You should know your sound basics.
Yes, a friend of mine was always telling me, your videos are nice, but your sound is fucked up.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Dude, you can come host a show one day. Oh, I used to have the same exact one, man. Yeah, this one's dope. I think it was like $50. Did you get it new?
Huh?
New or used?
I got it used.
Yeah, $50.
I got it for $0.
Sweet.
Because a friend of mine, he's a music producer.
It's a good first condenser mic.
In Florida, he got it for me. He just told me, well, you got to buy the cables and shit, but
yeah,
but you got the mic. I'm cool.
Yeah, does
this one sound better than that one, you think?
Especially for your voice, yeah. But if I'm right up on it talking, I still like yours better.
Yeah, but this one I'm like up close here too. If you're probably up close,
how close do I have to get?
There?
To sound like Steve Dez.
I mean, you can always pull this up. Wah.
I like the live.
This sounds super sexual. You can always pull this up.
Oh, pull it
yeah.
up.
Yeah. Oh yeah, Mr. Steve Dez.
Some more weird shit. There are people out there getting their island. Mic stands off.
Get your mic stands up.
All right, what was the last interesting topic that we were on that we got sidetracked from?
I don't know. We nerded out with some audio shit. We talk about loss.
Live gigs.
Live gigs?
Yeah, live gigs.
Oh, yeah, live
gigs.
That's
the fun part. If you're in a band or something,
mm-hmm.
like it's kind of excruciating.
And you were telling me about something about hosting. Mm-hmm.
Oh, right. That's what we were talking about.
See how I remember things that revolve around me?
I'll shoot you some demos of some artists I've been working with, and you can pick one. And I'll see if I can book them in the sound soiree for a performance for your show. And then you can, you know, hold out the rest of the show in the studio and just chill. Vibe.
That's awesome. But what show?
Standing offer.
Oh, doing like a live?
Yeah, a live show from the sound soiree from my studio that I told you about. Oh. It's just a box, but it's dope. It's a really dope
That's
box.
Awesome. And what would I get like the MP3 or something?
Yeah, I'll shoot you an email.
Okay.
A bunch of them.
Awesome. Yeah, let's do it, man.
It'll be fun.
Freaking down. Dude, I wish I would have known you. I mean, I would have known that you were working so much in sound I did my demo thing.
We had one here today or there today.
Mm.
And I was like, yeah, you can come and do it here. But I didn't want to mess up your setup. You got a smooth system here.
Yeah.
I want to get
like a traveling thing one. I mean, this could be traveling,
yeah,
sort of.
It's just a laptop. I got the same computer. It's a pain in the ass to move around.
Oh, yeah.
I keep the box,
but I love
though.
It, though. Oh, my God. I love iMacs.
Yeah.
They're amazing. Yeah. But I wish I had a little MacBook, but I'm not balling like that, you know? I ain't.
Well, if you want to move, I'll go in on a laptop with you. If you want to move it to the studio.
Let's do it.
I'll split it. Because I need one to fucking mix when I'm sitting around on set or something, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I can just work on stuff on the laptop.
Do you DJ?
No.
You should, man. I DJ before.
I'm not
fun, dude.
I'm not good at it. I mean, I have a mixing board, and I can do it, and I can scratch, like, a tiny bit,
mm-hmm.
but it's not pleasing to listen to.
Dude, I'm telling you, when that's one of the things I really want to do. Hopefully in a couple of years, because I'm focusing on a couple, you know, last year I focused on improv. Mm-hmm. This year I'm trying my best to focus in on podcasting and stand-up. You know, I'm trying to take my years to it. Of course, acting's there, because acting's all the time, but...
Yeah, that's the thing with me with acting, too. It's been on the back burner for the past, like, 4 months. Because ever since I got this box
mm-hmm.
and put all the equipment in there.
I mean, but do you still self-submit, though?
Yeah, I'm still submitting.
As long as you're doing that, it's fine. Because
yeah.
it's not like you're going to be auditioning every day, but
yeah,
at least a couple of times a week.
Yeah, it's such a difficult time to get back and forth. I live in Marina Del Rey.
Mm-hmm.
So auditions, it better be a good audition.
Why don't you move like more close to LA?
You gotta come check out my place. I never want to leave. I found a cool little one bedroom with my girlfriend on the beach, and it's tiny as all hell, but it's cozy, you know. And then you just walk outside, and there are the waves every day.
Mm-hmm.
Can't complain. I never want to leave.
Is rent cheap or you good or?
Oh, am I good? Shit, no. It's actually the house was built as a brothel. Like, the neighborhood is really nice.
Oh, so there are hoochies there?
Well, it was built in 1906. So
they're like dead hoochies there.
It had separate units. No,
are they ghosts?
Well,
I
want
to fuck you.
My girlfriend thinks there is a ghost. So, yeah, it's all separate units. So there's five units.
That's perfect when you're cheating on her. You just...
Just what?
Just tell
just
her,
going to a
oh, this is a ghost. This is a ghost.
Just a ghost.
This is a ghost sucking my dick.
You better go outside quick.
Yeah.
Run. Go. Far.
Is that ghost from Scary Movie?
It'll be gone in 10 minutes, I guarantee.
He has a long tongue.
Oh, man. Having ghost sex around here.
Paranormal Activity style, dude.
Chilly light.
So, yeah, you love... I mean, I've been to Marina Del Rey, I think, once or twice, probably. And it's beautiful out there.
Yeah.
It has sort of a almost Beverly Hills type of vibe.
Yeah, if you're over by the Ralphs and whatnot, and there are shopping plazas.
Which I don't like.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I don't like, because...
You gotta cater to them. My neighbors, like the neighboring blocks, are Harvey Levin and the cast from True Blood. But they're on the nice block, and then on my block is nice, but my house is kind of like, you know, it's the hood house on the block.
The hood house.
Yeah,
because you're the brothel from 1906.
Yeah, it's been that way. It's just been like a drug house. It's got a reputation that it can't kick.
When you take people to your house, you say that in the tour? Well, this was a brothel back in 1906.
Yeah, I let them know.
Over there, people took it doggy style.
Yeah, in the downstairs.
There are the dildos down the basement.
Willie Nelson lived in my house, though, once. For a stint. Yeah, back
so
in the
he
70s.
Still has that weed smell in the air.
Yeah, we keep it going.
He was just in concert in the Hollywood Bowl, I think it was.
Really?
Yeah.
I missed Willie? Man. I guess my neighbor still knows him. He called him and invited him to the 4th of July party, but he didn't come.
Oh.
Yeah.
He probably was stoned. He fell asleep.
No, Willie. Yeah, what a life he must have now. You know how much chilling he must do?
Every day.
Just sitting in the recliner on the front porch.
Every day he probably gets up, wakes and bakes, and goes, I'm gonna do some shit today.
He's still writing
music, though. Fuck that.
I wanna live the Willy life. Dude, all he does is write music and chill. And
I wanna live the Snoop Dogg life.
The Snoop Dogg life.
No.
What do you know about that Snoop Dogg life?
What do I know? You gotta tell me about that Snoop Dogg. I know you smoke with Snoop Dogg. You gotta tell me. That's a dream of mine. You understand that you have done a lot of kids right now listening to this podcast. Well, if you're listening, you're not a kid, because this show is pretty explicit. So that means you have to be 18 years or older.
Right.
Unless you're a freaking kid making young adults accounts. Which you're not allowed to in iTunes.
I'm sure you young kids are very mature, but you must sign off for now.
Yeah, you must. But You're living the dreams of many, many, many fucking stoners and people that smoke weed. Yeah. Or even people that don't smoke weed, but they just want to smoke with Snoop Dogg, man. Or Snoop Lion.
I had the
pleasure. Does he go by Lion or Dog?
He was Snoop all day, but he had a Lion shirt on, but he was rapping.
Okay, what did you call him?
I want to Snoop. Just Snoop.
You say Snoop?
Why mess it up if you don't have to, you know? Mr. Steve does. Mr. Steve does, right. Hey, Steve, what's up?
Yo, this is a really corny joke, but my roommate, I was doing a showcase for agents the other day, and my roommate came to see the show, and the lady messed up my name.
Oh,
and instead
of
saying Steve Dez, she says Steve Dez.
Dez?
And then my roommate was doing this corny joke all fucking day. He's like, Dez nuts, bitch.
It's not even that funny.
Yeah, I know. It's like some childish shit, and I'm like, shut the fuck up, bitch.
But I like Steve D's nuts. That's kind of funny.
What about yours? You want me to call yours?
Well, I'd already thrown that out there earlier.
Mr.
Yeah.
Blow?
Yeah, J Blow. Man, that would have
sucked. J Blow my dick. Yeah. Ah, there you go. Now everybody's going to call you J Blow my dick.
Yeah, you just got to throw it back at him, though. If you're going to live with a name like that, those people are tough. I grew up with, what the hell was his name?
After this, you're going to tell me about Snoop. Don't fucking ditch on me.
Well, never mind that kid. I don't want to put him on blast. He's had a tough enough life with that name.
Okay.
But, yeah, Snoop. I got cast by a friend of mine to be in his music video with a Japanese.
And you didn't hit me up, you little bitch.
I couldn't, man.
There was
12
somebody
loud.
Else. There was a friend of mine that was also in that music video.
The music.
Because you were
right.
Snapchatting me.
Yeah, and we tweeted each other about that.
Yeah. And
hell yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I forgot her name. She was nice.
Mm.
But
Wait. Britannia? Was that one?
Maybe that was Deshaun.
Deshaun?
Yeah, my buddy Deshaun. Somebody was tweeting the three of us from the set and I had to find her.
Oh, okay. Wasn't me.
I thought that was you. I'm sorry.
I mean,
you were almost there in spirit.
I had a friend of mine there though, and cuz the same day you Snapchatted me, she posted a picture on Facebook.
What was her name?
Britannia.
Britannia, you should pull up a picture of her. I remember. There were only 12 of us.
She has a big booty. I'm going to get her here in the podcast.
I met this one.
She can talk about her booty.
This one French model, Natalie. She was French, and she was like 6'6", and she had the sexiest accent. Very intimidating talking to a woman like that.
Why?
She was just had such a presence, you know? Imagine the girl that you'd meet on a Snoop Dogg video, 6 foot, 6 foot and change, with a French accent. She was very nice, though.
I mean, she was nice. That's all that counts, because French people are not
that nice. Yeah, I remember
her.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah, she's my friend. She was in the music video.
Oh, shit. Yeah, she was around. A lot of us were smoking. Yeah, that was the best part, man. Snoop came right out. And just handed the blunt right over to Ali, the director, Ali Zamani.
Mm.
And then it was just a smoke fest from there on out, man. I rolled up two blunts, and I was like, yo, man, let's share the love. It was a dream come true.
He let you roll?
Hell yeah. It was a pretty tight-knit group that day, including crew, probably 20 people.
And who had the weed?
Well, I brought an abundance, just in case. And I didn't smoke any more of his after the first blunt.
Oh. So you didn't keep up?
He was smoking mine. I was donating.
You're donating?
Yeah, man. It's like a dream. Like, well, Snoop, that's mad respect.
Wait, they put it on the breakdown? Like, yo, you got to bring some weed or something?
No, I just brought it. I worked with these guys. They cast
You just bring
crazy
weed on set?
Yeah. All right. I'll tell you about these guys. It's a small crew. They make, like, T-Pain, DMX, music videos, stuff with, like, they did a Drake music video.
Mm-hmm.
And they cast me on this one crazy one called Berasim by Shora Solati. It's just this crazy Persian artist. And I didn't know how to dance or anything, but they had a catwalk, and they asked me if I would do it. And I said, sure. So I'm up there, like, shaking it. It's the most embarrassing 10 seconds of footage that's ever been portrayed of me. But anyways, they've liked me ever since, and they invite me back on work sometimes. But it's usually just, like, you know, it's usually just a warehouse, and it gets tight. But next time, I'm going to ask Nancy, I'm going to forward your headshot and make sure if they can use you, they get you.
Man, And was it dope, though, the Snoop Dogg?
Yeah, we were just chilling by the pool. It was catered, so they had food coming, people coming around with trays all day.
Where was it at, Hollywood Hills?
It was way up in Calabasas.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it was like the top mansion of the hill, overlooking everybody else's mansions.
I think I've been near it, but I haven't been to actually Calabasas.
Yeah, you had to pass through two gates to get to this house.
Oh, wow.
Like a neighborhood gate and then a community gate.
Was there a mansion?
Yeah, this house, it was the average size of I don't want to say a Target, but maybe half a Target.
Do you think it was just like on set house, one of those, or?
No, the kid that lived there with his parents was pretty cool. He was maybe like 28.
Was he somebody famous or just regular?
His parents were lawyers.
Oh, that's why.
Yeah, but it was a dope house.
Oh, dude. Yep. And they just had people smoking there and they didn't give a fuck?
When the parents were rumored to be coming home.
Oh, you guys did it Project X style.
There were a little bit of discussions about like, hey, let's not light up anymore. But at that point, we were all wrapped. We were just eating, just eating the food while everybody, while the crew just packed everything up. And then Snoop bounced.
Talking about eating, I'm going to eat that burrito cold.
You should, man. Yeah, test your immune system a little bit. I don't know if you want to jump straight to taco truck burrito, right to a food truck burrito, but...
What food truck do you go to?
I texted you from it, from Hoover and the 10.
Yeah, but you know the name
right,
of it?
No, it was right next to a... it was just there. Didn't have much advertising.
Do you go to a lot of, like, random, like, food places?
Yeah, my favorite is First Friday in Venice.
In Venice?
Yeah, they have, like, 120 trucks. And you just walk up and down. It's a shit show, man. It's great. Everybody's out. You can be as weird as you want, and you are never going to be the weirdest one there. But you'll see celebrities.
I mean,
too.
Venice, come on.
Yeah.
Everybody's
Abbott
pretty
Kinney
fucking
is
weird.
Nice.
You heard about what happened in Venice? That kid?
It was right down the road. Yeah, right down the road from my home. I guess that woman was on her honeymoon. The woman that died. Got plowed by some guy.
Yeah, by you guys that probably don't know about the news, some crazy dude drove near the Venice boardwalk and like killed a couple people and got injured.
Yeah, I guess he injured 12 and one actually didn't make it. Two were in critical condition. I don't know about the other one. But yeah, that's right down the road from where I'm living. Scary. Mm. My girlfriend was at a bar right down the road, the Whaler, at the time.
Yeah, I saw, the video, the photos or whatever.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Crazy.
People doing their thing. I'm not sure why.
Man, I'm telling you, concussions. We got to...
Looking into concussions.
Yeah, we got to fix this problem, you know?
We got to look into love.
That guy was probably a fighter.
Yeah, got to love a little more.
And, you got to love, man. That's why you need to... Let gay people be free.
Surely. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Everybody should be free. Just do
even
what
kids that make iPhones?
No, they should be free from that.
I mean, yeah. I'm telling you, they're the ones that make the iPhones.
All right. I'll look into it. I'm not going to discredit you. You seem to know more about it than I do.
I just read a lot. I like reading.
Yeah.
Which is weird because when I was a kid, I hated reading. And now I like reading.
Yeah, I'm in school full time for business, but a lot of my undergrad.
Didn't you finish already?
No, I took a long time.
Yeah, but
off.
You told me, oh, I finished June 20. Oh, the semester.
That was just the summer semester. It was brutal. But I've taken a lot of like sociology, psychology classes recently, and it's a lot about that kind of stuff.
What do you plan to do with that degree?
I just want to know, with a business degree, how to make money. So that way I can do what I love and find a way to make whatever works for me work for somebody else and make money. So like today, the reason I had to hold off this radio show a little bit was that I was working with a girl that is going to pay me just so she has a place to sing. It works out for me, works out for her, and we agree on a price based on the cost and everything, and so nobody gets screwed.
So the studio is yours?
Studio is mine.
And what about the equipment? Is yours too?
Also, yeah, yeah.
And you just put a lot of money into that, man.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but I don't have like the state of the art equipment. I got a nice Mac. I work with Logic. I got some nice mics, and then I got a full range of instruments like drums, piano, guitars, bass, lots of different samples and plugins for like people that want hip hop and whatnot. So it's a lot of fun. We just come in, we create for hours on end.
That's nice. And did you build actual dividers there or anything?
There is a loft that was already built, and okay. I built a vocal booth, but it's not isolated.
Okay.
Because it just gets lonely in there. So I call the place the sound soiree, because you're not going to get the perfect recording. It's supposed to sound like a live take, whether you're a DJ scratching live or whether you're an artist just singing and playing guitar. It's fairly live, but we do produce it up a little bit and make it fun. But I don't have a big old console mixing board to mix and master.
Mm. You know? But you're getting that eventually, though.
I don't know if I want to be that guy. Those guys are so smart when it comes to sound waves and just how all the channels work. And it's crazy.
But it's something you're getting better at. I mean, it's
I'm getting proficient, but I don't want to excel in that area. I just want to make the music.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, you could be the next, sound. I don't know, Pharrell Williams, man.
Pharrell, is that what he does? Sound engineering?
He does mostly that. He works with, like, everybody.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'd like to do. I want to be proficient in it so that I can send it off to get mixed and mastered, mm-hmm. but I can record my own perfectly crisp master copy.
Mm-hmm. He's like Timbaland, too.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, he's dope. He's crazy, man. That beatboxing, I just don't understand. I don't know what he's doing with his mouth, but it's brilliant.
Yeah. It's beatboxing is something I wanted to get into, but I realize I'm so horrible at it. So I just do it for fun. And some people, when I start doing it, like people that really don't know shit about beatboxing, they go like, oh, you know how to beatbox. But then the people that at least have heard it, they go like, that sucks, man. Like,
it's discouraging to compare yourselves to others, but that's why I like to isolate my room. Like, and just do whatever I think sounds good. So if you're not so good compared to somebody else, fuck it, man. My art's just as good to me.
Yeah, man. Art.
So beatbox. Let's hear something. I'll back you up. I mean, that's not bad. That's our art, man. Way to go for art.
There you go, people. If you don't like it, suck a motherfucking dick. Cause
unless that's your thing, then we'll do it anyway.
Yeah, I mean, if you like sucking dick, that's good for you. You know, you have a skill.
The population of the world, I think, that enjoy it.
Half? Yeah. You think so?
Between the guys that enjoy it and the girls that enjoy it, maybe like, no.
No, I don't think it's half.
Maybe a little less. We should put up a poll.
Yeah. And because there's a lot of girls that don't do it, which
I don't know them.
I know. I can say names here if I wanted to. But I'm not gonna say names.
Hey, hold on. Let's call up. Can we call up a friend? You showed me a clip of your friend Lena Dabstill.
No, her name is Lena Dansdale.
Close, Lena Dansdale. I'd like to know her answer. Would you think that would infringe on her sexual harassment barrier, or do you think she'd be cool answering that question?
What question?
Random poll. Enjoy
oral sex?
Yeah, fellatio.
I mean, why do you personally, like, you singled her out? Like,
I wanted to reference her for something, and this was the first moment I thought.
Oh, okay. It's an extremely weird moment, especially if she's hearing this, which I'm pretty sure she's going to hear at some point. People are going to send it to her.
Hey, I'll take the credit for being the cornball.
And
you can let me know. Leave Steve out of it.
No, but she will answer it. She would.
Just let me know if you're
cool.
Okay answering.
She's mad cool, man.
I hope so.
She's down.
I hope so, now that we dropped her name. She's affiliated whether she likes it or not.
I mean, she was in the past episode, people. If you're wondering who the hell she is, just go to the last episode and you know who she is.
I liked her attitude. She brought the wine.
Yeah, she's awesome. Yeah. She brought the wine.
Yeah.
But I was like, oh, you should have bought red.
Well, I brought a burrito, but now it's like dog food. It's cold.
I mean, you can still heat it up, man.
Yeah, I would heat it back up.
Heat it back up because I'm not trying to get E. coli or anything.
Yeah, they just recalled like X amount of beef, a lot of it. Mm. A lot of beef that was contaminated one way or another. I don't recall.
See, that's why that's why I'm like kind of iffy about going to different food places.
But I eat them all the time and I'm good. but
dude, the thing is, I don't know. The only places I like going to, like, actually food stops, and I don't mind going to a random place,
yeah,
is in New York, in Florida, South, mainly, yeah. South, not really North, but South, and Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico has the best places.
Really?
Like, even bad places, you're like, I'm satisfied. But, like, most places, they're awesome. You're just awesome.
I gotta head over to Puerto Rico.
You gotta go, man. At least a weekend or something. You're gonna love it.
There's always cruises that are going there.
Yeah, there's even, like, the Disney cruise now goes to Puerto Rico. From Bermuda?
Yeah.
Pretty freaking far.
Yeah.
Because it's...
That's the only island I've been down there.
Because it's near... You know where Cuba's at?
Mm-hmm.
You know where Haiti's at?
Oh, okay.
You know where Dominican Republic's at?
So it's over there.
And then this Puerto Rico.
Way the fuck over.
It's not that far. I mean, it's only a two-hour flight from Miami.
That's right. Bermuda's like by itself. There's nothing really near it.
No. It's Bermuda, nobody even can access that, supposedly.
Yeah, it is pretty tough. But now it's easy.
I doubt it, though.
All the astronomy going on.
I mean, I'm pretty sure people have gone there. I think it's just myths.
Yeah, I've been to Bermuda. It was beautiful. And
I've been to the Triangle?
I was in the Triangle to get to Bermuda. Yeah.
Were you, like, where the ships would go crazy or whatever?
But, I mean, that's, like, folklore, you know?
Yeah.
The way they navigate these days is crazy.
They probably have houses there built.
Oh, man. Yo, you got to learn about Bermuda. It's beautiful. It's very beautiful. It's rich.
I haven't been, man.
Yeah, it's got... It's
I need to go. I need to go to a lot of places. I want to go to Cancun. I want to go to Bahamas. I haven't been to none of those places.
Yeah, I've been to the Bahamas, but not Cancun or Puerto Rico. But I feel like Puerto Rico's probably the dopest.
Puerto Rico's awesome.
Yeah.
But I'm from there. That's a different part of it.
But every Puerto Rican I've ever known is always just down to have fun. It's got to be
and
the
they're
atmosphere.
Mad proud as hell. You know they got a flag somewhere like that one. Hey, they got a everywhere. Even in L.A., I see Puerto Rican flags like on cars.
Oh yeah,
and I'll be like, yo.
Well, you guys don't represent in L.A. enough, man. I'm from New York. We got mad Puerto Ricans in New York.
Oh no, there's not a lot of people because a lot of people don't get this far. This is too far for them.
Yeah.
A lot of Puerto Ricans specifically. A lot of Caribbean people. When I go to Caribbean castings, dude, I see. Everybody that's Caribbean in L.A., which is like about 19
but what are
dudes.
They all hiding. They all hiding all. Everywhere.
Yeah, they're all hidden. They all like you don't know where the fuck they at.
Yeah.
And when we talk about spots, and we talk about like shit about spots. We like, oh, have you been to this place? They're trying to open, try to be Puerto Rican. Oh, Mofongo's in North Hollywood.
Oh, I love Mofongo.
That place sucks, dude. That place.
I mean, not the place. I love the food, Mofongo.
Oh, I love my phone. Okay. The place sucks.
Yeah. I've never been there.
It's okay. I mean, it's okay. It's like, I love their flan. Their desserts were awesome. But there's a new place that just opened up this year. It's called Old San Juan. It's in Glendale. One's pretty. It's better. I like it better. It's still not quite what it is in Puerto Rico. But I'm telling you, man, best food.
Yeah.
Puerto Rico.
Damn.
I'm telling you.
Well, I'm a foodie, man. I love food.
I mean, the best food in the world's in New York because you can have anything.
It's the ultimate melting.
Anything. If you want Puerto Rican food, you're going to have authentic Puerto Rican food. If you want Dominican. If you want...
We're spoiled.
Ireland food, you know, Irish food. If you want Italian.
The
you got
Chinese,
everything.
The problem.
Cuban Chinese. You have Cuban Chinese places.
You can't get good Chinese in L.A. and you can't get good pizza either.
Dude.
You can go to Costco and
the
get
Chinese in Puerto Rico... Absolutely amazing.
What's it like?
Oh my god, it's just great. It's man, they got the pepper steak, they got the ribs, the barbecue ribs.
Oh yeah.
They got the rice have already like pieces of barbecue ribs.
Do you like
eggs?
Thai food?
Like curry? Nah, sorta.
I love that shit.
I'm like, oh, I'm here and there. It just takes me... I just take too many shits with that. It just goes... Whatever is Thai, Mongolian, all that shit. Yeah. I used to work at a Mongolian stir-fried restaurant.
What
was that?
I don't know how to phrase this question. Was there a lot of sitting on your time off?
Oh, my God.
Mongolian?
No, I've worked there for like a year or whatever. But I only ate there probably three times. That's it. That's it. I couldn't because the same day I will eat that food, probably like 5-6 hours later, I'll be in the bathroom making paintings, people. I'll be Picasso in that fucking toilet.
Oh,
I'll just be exploding that bitch like every Die Hard movie.
I take some really, really mean home games. You know what I mean? When you're on your home turf at home, and like if I wait.
I just got to do it at home. I can't.
You can't? I've been known to frequent many public restrooms.
Dude, I can't.
There's some
can't
places
do
that that
can't
I'll go to
it.
If I have to.
I can't. I can pee anywhere.
Yeah.
Anywhere. I can pee.
What about in like a urinal stall or like one of those troughs where there's like 3-4 guys?
Oh, no. If there's... No, I can't.
You
it's
can't
too
do
much
the
pressure. Too much pressure. It has to be in a like a closed stall because I can't do it.
Huh.
It's too much pressure. Even sometimes when it's crowded and I'm inside the stall and people are talking and talking shit,
really?
I can't.
The only
freaks me
time,
out.
There's only been one time ever that I haven't been able to pee on command. And it's when I was at a concert and I had a dope spot in the crowd, like up by the stage where you're just standing.
Mm.
And I had my friends circle around me and I peed into a Gatorade bottle. But, well, I didn't. I couldn't pee. I just couldn't do it. They were surrounding me, and I was just like, any second now, I'm going to be midstream, and security's going to come, and it's going to be a disaster. So I couldn't do it. But other than that, I could always pee.
Nah, man. It's just... It's not in me, man. I'm just shy in, like, a lot of things in public. I slept in public recently.
Really?
Recently for the first time in years. Because I can't sleep in public. I can't do it. It's just...
You just need your home.
Too many traumas.
Huh.
I would like stay at my homie's place and whatever, and we will be like having movie marathons or gaming marathons or whatever, and we'll be like the first one to go to sleep is gonna get like Sharpie or his whatever, and
I've
like
been fucked with before.
Yeah, and like one time we're doing the Saw movies. We're watching the Saw movies.
It's the worst to be watching.
I know, but we were prepping for the next movie or whatever. So we're like, let's watch it in order. And like we started watching it. And you know, when we were like on the fourth one, it was already like 3-4 in the morning. Like I literally woke up, I didn't realize I fell asleep. You know, one of those moments.
Oh no, and did you wake up all fucked up?
No, I woke up and then my face started burning.
Uh oh.
And then I went to the bathroom and I had like a bunch of Sharpie. Not dicks or anything, but just a bunch of like marks and icy hot all over my head.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Icy hot.
Like this fucking fat bitch, a friend of mine. He's not a friend of mine anymore.
Oh yeah, it's the fat ones always pulling pranks.
Fat bitch. He was the Cartman of the group. He fucking brought icy hot. And was pouring on people.
Jeez. When I was a kid, I was a lot more aggressive than I am now. I think marijuana has helped a lot with my aggression. But
definitely, man.
One time,
imagine you abusing alcohol, you'd be fucking bitches up. Like
yeah,
Chris
alcohol,
Brown.
Alcohol is a trigger for sure. But I forgot what I was going to tell you now.
You were a kid. Marijuana has helped you.
This kid, he was talking shit, and he called my girlfriend some foul name that I didn't care for. And so
when you were a kid, right?
I was like 14, 15.
Okay.
And so I knocked this bastard out. One clean hit to the face, knocked his, I forget which tooth, one of his teeth out. Real dick move. I always feel like a piece of shit about it, but there's nothing I can do about it now. And I was asleep one night on the floor at my friend's place, and it was kind of like a party, and one of her friends was the brother of the kid that I had recently knocked out. And he took a plunger of pepper and smashed it up my nose while I was asleep.
Wow.
Pepper. I mean, I think it was, like, kind of fair. Considering I was like, all right. So I was like, all right, well, I guess we're even. But are we cool? Because I can leave. Shit really hurts. But I think that's the only time I've really ever been fucked with when I was asleep at a party.
Dude. And that didn't freak you out? Like, you couldn't...
No. One time with the peeing, I had a guy, I was on my phone at a concert, and he reached around to try to steal my phone, and I got in a fight with that guy.
Try to steal your phone in a concert?
Yeah, while I was peeing in the restroom. And he snuck up behind me because, you know, steal a phone, sell it, use it, whatever. I don't know. He needed a phone. So
what the fuck?
And I'm mid-piss.
What concert was this?
It was at OAR at SPAC in 2009.
Well, what?
It was a huge amphitheater, like the Hollywood Bowl on steroids. Like, huge. And it was just big restrooms, and it's easy to do just about anything at SPAC because it's a big open park, you know?
That's fucked up. Like, you'll be peeing and somebody will steal your phone.
Yeah, but so anyway,
that's
I
rude.
Got it back.
How rude.
Yeah, it was. I mean, what are you going to do, you know? But I couldn't pee.
I just have
more
faith in human beings, you know? I just go and steal somebody's phone.
I think that all the aggressive stuff that we see all the time is contributing to it. Like all the wrestling.
You know what? Fuck
MMA,
you.
You know?
MMA maybe.
It makes
but
it look like it's a positive outlet, and I don't think it is. You know? For kids.
I mean, wrestling is different because wrestling is fake.
The kid, yeah, like Hulk was the best.
Yeah.
And I even used to like The Rock and The Undertaker, even though he was kind of darker of the characters.
Now it's John Cena. You can't see me.
Yeah. Yeah. I just don't like the whole aggression thing.
I'm down with you. I still watch MMA. I'm not going to lie.
It makes me squirm now. I used to watch it, but it makes me squirmy.
I mean, it's sports, man. And as long as people are paying for it, they're going to keep putting it. That's the reason reality shows have not gone away. Because I'm one that I'm anti-reality shows, especially the dumb ones. Like, I like the good ones. Like, have you seen Duck Dynasty?
No.
Oh, my.
I've heard it's awesome.
It's freaking awesome. Because it actually shows values and, like, stick with your family, and it's positive, and it's funny as hell.
But they're weird.
Huh?
But they're weird.
I mean, they're weird just because they're, like, people in Louisiana or whatever that, like, hunt animals and they eat it and whatever. But, I mean, those are the people that are going to stick around when a nuclear bomb, like, you know, goes off.
Yeah.
They're the ones that are going to survive, because I bet you don't know how to fucking cook an alligator. Or
an alligator? No.
Like actually go hunt for an alligator, grab it, catch it, like, you know, skin it.
I can't
fry
be
it.
Self-sufficient on fish and gardening. I know how to do that.
You know how to do it?
Yeah,
like,
I know how to
literally
build a fire
if
and
you
everything.
Were alone in this world.
Yeah, I'd go up to Vermont. I'd know the best spots my father used to bring me as a kid, and we would just survive and just chill.
No, but I'm saying there's nothing planted. You have to do everything.
Yeah, I know how to garden. My aunt is crazy into hydroponics. She's helping me with my tomato plants and shit.
But I'm saying
yeah,
you
I could survive.
Are the
I
only
could do it.
Person. Oh. You don't got your aunt. You don't got your dad.
Yeah. Yeah, all the stuff that I've learned from my family growing up has made me self-sufficient, I think.
Do you have a garden of your own?
Yeah, well, I'm working on tomato plants. I got an avocado tree. I got a lemon tree and a lime tree.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
In Marina Del Rey?
In Marina Del Rey, yep.
Oh, that's awesome.
And then my grandmother's got all sorts of stuff on her patio. She lives like 2 miles from me with my dad.
Mm-hmm.
And they got broccoli. They got all sorts of stuff. My aunt's got that crazy garden. I'm learning. It'll get better and better.
Dude, but you got to invite me sometime to like try to do it. I would love
parties.
To do it because I really don't have those skills. Like, I never, you know, had. If I planted something, maybe it was a seed when I was a kid, and that's about it.
Yeah.
And I never even saw it grow ever. So, but I will. It's satisfying to see like something
it
that
really
you plant
is.
And you like.
I love it.
It grows and, you know, you fucking eat. It's food.
Yeah. And then your energy just goes back into more energy for yourself.
Yeah, it's freaking awesome, man. That's a cool skill. You should put that like on top of your resume. Like, I'm a fucking gardener. Like,
I wouldn't consider myself a gardener though. Like, farmers would laugh at me.
We are farmers. Dum 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 dum. That's your insurance. I bet you got it for free. You're a farmer already. State Farm?
Yeah, State Farm's my insurance. All right, I got people blowing me up. I got to get back to the sound soiree and record some people.
All right, people. Well, Jason, is there anything you want to plug? Twitter, Facebook,
yeah, just check out JayTay Live. JayTayLive. Put it in your Google search and hope you find something interesting. I'll leave it to the Google people.
All right, people. And don't forget to check out stevedesk.com to check where am I going to be next. I think I'm going to be on Thursday. I believe Thursday I am going to be at the Clubhouse in Hollywood. So if you want to check out some free improv, it's going to be this Thursday. I'm going to tell you in a second when I pull it up what time it's going to be at. I believe it's going to be 8 o'clock p.m. I could be really wrong, but I'm going to tell you in just 1 second. 8 p.m. The improv show, I'm going to be at the clubhouse. Entrance is free, so I'm from 8 to 9 if you want to come and laugh a little bit with me and my team. We're going to be doing improv. We also have another show on the 12th, which is next Monday at the Complex. And it's going to be a free show at Santa Monica. So go ahead. If you want any more information, go to stevedes.com. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/stevedestv. And follow me on Vine, Facebook, whatever else you want to, you know, follow me. And don't forget to follow Jason again. Jason, plug your Twitter.
JT Live.
There you go. Go and follow him, bitches. So this being this episode of the Steve Des Island podcast with Mr. Jason.
Thank you for the love.
Thank you for the love. We're about to go to the studio and smoke tons of dope.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, sir. Below. Okay, we're done, people. We're really done.
You're listening to the Steve Des Island podcast. Be sure to visit stevedes.com for more information about this episode, as well as past and future episodes. Rate and review this episode on iTunes. Don't forget to follow Steve Des on Twitter at SteveDesTV and like him on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/SteveDesShow. See you next time.